What a treat to be able to catch up to one of my heroes. From when I was knee-high, Mom and Dad would take me to hear this man of God who had his legs blown off in Vietnam, and he's preaching the gospel from this rolling pulpit. Tim Lee, the evangelist Tim Lee, Marine Tim Lee. It's good to talk to you, my brother. What a blessing you are.
Hey, Stu. Thank you, man. It's great to be with you again. I always enjoy time together with you.
Well, it's a treat, and I thank you for ministering to our area. You know, you're in town. I try to catch you when you're in town, and in this case, I've caught you in this really cool big old SUV. You're at the driver's seat. People think a guy like you in a wheelchair isn't going to hunt big game, drive big trucks. Nothing's holding you back, brother, is it?
Nothing's stopping me. I tell you, I enjoy life. I love going and doing things, and been doing it for a long time.
Wow. And you were born on the 5th of July. Now, that's not just a clever phrase. That's the name of your brand new book. Congratulations. What in the world did you write a book like that for?
I still always figured that when I wrote my own story, I didn't have my book written, but I had the title, Born on the 5th of July. Of course, it's a take from the Tom Cruise movie as a real story. A Marine in Vietnam, he accidentally shot one of his own Marines, and then he himself was shot and paralyzed, and he became very bitter, very angry, and mad at God, mad at his country. Mm. And my story is the direct opposite of that. I've never been angry. I've never been bitter. I've never been mad. I'm fortunate to be alive. I'm glad God spared my life. I stepped on a 60-pound mine, and it should have killed me instantly. And a big enough mine to destroy a Jeep. And yet there on that battlefield, a Marine friend of mine who loved God prayed for me, tears streaming down his face, asking and begging God to let me live. And I prayed that day. I wanted to live. Somebody said you'd never live till you've almost died. I know what that means. I wanted to live. And, of course, everybody was praying for me after the word got out that I'd been hit, churches everywhere across America, my dad being a preacher for 60 years, and my family and friends praying for me. And God heard and answered our prayers, but it wasn't just that. I wanted to live after I lost my legs. I didn't sit around, feeling sorry for myself and wanting to quit life. I wanted to do something with my life. And sure enough, I got married. Connie and I got married, and we've been married now 46 years, 3 children, 6 awesome grandchildren. And then shortly after we were married, God called me to preach. God called a man in a wheelchair with no legs to preach. And I, you know, Stu, I was happy being a pastor, run 100, 150 on Sunday morning. I was living the dream. I loved it. I didn't want to do anything else in my life. I figured that's what I'd do the rest of my life, just pastor a little church in Southern Illinois. But then one day God called me to be an evangelist. And now amazing opportunity, doors that I would have never dreamed, travel 50 weeks a year, and sometimes 2 and 3 times a week, speak to some of the largest churches in this country. But it's just, I wanted to do that. I wanted to live my life for God. If I die today, you tell me I died happy because I'm doing what God wanted me to do.
Well, and you just challenged a bunch of the whole student body here, you know, at Piedmont International University. You spoke in their chapel. I was able to hear that. My colleague David was in there. It was a riveting message. And you call people to either heaven or hell, but there's no middle ground, is there?
No, there's no middle ground. I tell people all the time, my saying is you don't have to go to heaven, and you don't have to go to hell, but you can't stay here. You're not going to stay on this earth forever. You're going to go to heaven or hell. Depends on what you do with Jesus. And that's my message. That's the gospel message, is to tell people that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And God didn't have 2 sons, 20 sons. He had 1 son. And God loved me and you and the whole world so much that he gave his only son for us. And Jesus hung on a cross, and on that cross he suffered and bled and died. And then you stop and think about God's only son died. He died and gave up his life for us so we could have a relationship with God, a personal relationship with God. And they took him off that cross. And this is what separates Christianity from every other single religion on the face of the earth, because you go to a lot of religious leaders lived and died, but none of them like Jesus. He didn't stay dead. 3 days later, he gets up from the grave, victorious over sin, death, and hell. And today, God's son is alive. And I tell people, that's the good news. That's the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. But here is the great news. He wants to come and live in your life. And today, if people would repent of their sin and turn to Jesus, the very moment that they, by faith, say yes to Jesus, what are they saying yes to? What Jesus did on that cross. and what he did when he got up from that grave. When they say yes, by faith, then the Lord Jesus comes into their life for all eternity. They're God's child forever.
And, you know, you're one of the people that influenced me, even as a young guy, to embrace that word, being saved. What is it about that word that you love? Evangelist Tim Lee, legs blown off in Vietnam. You laid there saying, God, if you let me live, I'll serve you. And you have for all these years. But what is that word? What is so rich about that word being saved to you?
Well, there's a lot of terminology we could use from a biblical standpoint. I just have never gotten over using that word saved. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We can't save ourselves, and we can live on this earth 100 years, live as clean a life as we could, and do good, and give to the poor, and feed the hungry, but it still wouldn't be enough to get us to heaven. We're sinners, and so we needed to be saved. And we can talk about being born again. We can talk about life being changed by the power of God. I just love that word saved. I tell people all the time, this is your day. This is the day that you got saved. And now you can go tell people that God saved you.
Well, you told a whole auditorium full of people just about an hour ago, and a bunch of them came forward, and some of them didn't even know why. They just felt the conviction of God's Spirit, and they wanted to surrender their life. Some of them not sure if they'd already been saved and fell away like you had. Some of them just like, hey, I need to call upon the name of the Lord. And there were tears, there were hands in the air, and you prayed. And tell everybody kind of what happened and what you're so passionate about with inviting people to Christ.
Well, it's what I do every week, and I've been doing it for 40 years, inviting people to Christ and to be saved, trust the Lord. And I think that we had 18 college students saved this morning. And it was just amazing. That's what it's about. That never gets old. I love it. Week in and week out, and I'm glad God let me be an evangelist. It's great to be a missionary or a pastor, but as an evangelist and go out and you kind of, what we call, draw the net, you give the gospel, but we don't take credit for it. Of course, God gets the glory, but churches have been praying and watering and sowing and working and praying and inviting people, and then a harvest evangelist comes in and gives that gospel invitation, and people come to Christ. It is so exciting. I'd never get over that. I love seeing people get saved.
Amen. Well, you're hearing the voice of evangelist Tim Lee, a great man of God who's been preaching the gospel. How many years now, sir?
45 years.
45 years. Wow. So what a blessing. Now, I've been alive for 48 years as of yesterday, and you, well, thank you. And I've heard you for at least once a decade for those 48 years. And God's used you to bring me to Christ, evangelist Tim Lee. Thank you for faithfully proclaiming the gospel. We got to go, but get his book, Born on the 5th of July.
Now they go to Tim. Yeah. They go to timlee.org, okay. And that all the proceeds of that goes to our marine events at Paris Island. But it's a great, great book. The most common phrase we've heard is people say, "I couldn't put it down." It's that kind of book. They'll want to share it and read it and share it with other people.
Well, terrific! You have a huge ministry to Marines and to our warriors all over and all the different branches. You know, fighting for us, standing guard while we have this great freedoms we have in America. Just because they listen to Christian radio or just because someone goes to a Christian college doesn't make them a Christian. In the last 30 seconds, you're challenged everyone out there listening to really turn to Christ.
Yeah, you know, everyone needs the Lord. You know, Olive North's a good friend of mine. He told me he was a self-made man. People talked to him about Jesus and witnessing to him be saved. He didn't see the need until one day he fell off of a tank at Camp Lejeune, and his back, he was paralyzed. He couldn't move. And he said, at that moment, I felt like a helpless baby. And he said, at that moment, this self-made man who thought he could do everything was helpless as a little baby. He said, I knew then that I needed God. Everyone needs God. And no matter how much money you have, no matter how much education you have, no matter how strong you are, you need Jesus. And today, Jesus Christ wants to come into your life. You just invite him. Say, Lord, you're welcome to come into my life and save me. He'll do it. He promised that he would.
Well, one of my heroes, a man who will have two new legs in heaven, but he's driving this big SUV without legs, just with his hands and the Holy Spirit right here with him, Tim Lee. TimLeeMinistries.org.
TimLee.org. Right?
Okay, TimLee.org. That's just that's basically six letters, TimLee.org. Learn about him. Now, can I have one of those gospel tracks to pass
Absolutely.
Out to? I challenged my Bible study this morning to share Christ with one soul before bed tonight, so I'm going to give this Deadline Vietnam, the day my running stopped, I'm going to give this track to someone. Maybe I'll write the Christian radio station there.
I think a little over 2 million of them. Chaplains, military chaplains, prison chaplains use them. They don't throw it down. People read it.
Well, listen, support this guy's ministry. Get this book. Give it to someone in your life that's in the military, that's in the branch of the military, Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, you know, serving Air Force. You know, and thank you, Tim Lee. We appreciate your heart. And thanks for dropping in here with us on Truth Talk Weekend. We're going to get this podcast out there. I'll tweet it and I'll copy you so you can retweet it. And awesome. Thank you for sharing Jesus.
Thank you, Stu. Love you guys. God bless you.